let's run our mouths for another hour, shall we? They're working so well.
Just one?
Well, I'd like to run mine. You can run yours.
I go all day.
Ken Kessler will run his. He's pretty provocative and thoughtful when he runs his. And then there's Roberta Fasanelli, who has made a career out of running her mouth and done a wonderful job.
Like a proud New Yorker that she is.
Absolutely. Like a proud New Yorker that I am.
Minute after minute, hour after hour.
Never shuts up.
Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade. And so we
score after score
to to approach the issues of the day. I use the term sometimes best stories, and I think that's an interpretive term because the best stories are the ones that people are paying attention to, not necessarily about the best things going on, to wit, the continuing focus on Alex Hribble. I have yet to find out anything about his family. What is his family life like? Murraysville, Pennsylvania, student at the high school there. We know the story. Four people are still in bad shape, so he's charged as an adult. But what do we know about his the attorneys are going to try to get it moved from the adult court system to the juvenile court system.
Yeah, it's happening.
Treating a lot, but the public sentiment is certainly against that. And what about the legal ramifications of it? I don't know how you argue either side, but under the circumstances. By the way, later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us. And one of the things we'll be talking about with her is this focus, the continuum. We went through a list earlier. Hopefully you'll hear it. As if you're interested and you haven't heard all the program, you can get the best morsels of the program in the replay or the archive. If you go to Podcast One, O-N-E, podcast1.com, you will hear our discussion of the essence of not only these more recent events, but it goes all the way back to just around the time of the Depression, these sorts of things happening in high schools and colleges and businesses. We haven't used the term going postal for a long time, but that's kind of what this is, isn't it?
Yeah,
in a sense.
It is. I mean, whenever you have...
Nice voice, Reggie.
Yeah, what happened to you then?
Whenever you have an incident like this where almost a couple of dozen people are hurt, the guy goes crazy. You wonder, and you want to look, and usually you find something. We talked a little earlier about prescription medications, whether it be for ADHD or some kind of depression issue. We talked about chemicals and foods. But you always end up, you know, usually hearing, oh, there was bullying or depression or, you know, some kind of anger. But there's nothing here on that one. Even two of the kids that were injured by him, there were reports that they were two of his good friends.
Yeah.
So it just doesn't seem like this one.
What do we know about his family?
Makes no sense.
Anything about his family? What do we know about this kid's family life?
No, they haven't. They haven't released any information.
And nobody's heard boo from the parents. They haven't stepped up and said, "Oh my God, we're sorry, our son did this."
Here's an 11th grader, Owen, who says he's a nice kid from a nice family. We're really not sure what happened or why he did this.
Because they don't really know. As a dear friend of mine says from time to time, do you really ever know the other person?
See, that's what scares me about this one is we always say, like, for example, last week on the Fort Hood thing, there had to have been signs somewhere, and why don't we do something? If someone is close enough to say, Bob really just doesn't seem okay, yeah, maybe I should get him help, or maybe I should let somebody know.
Because it's so subjective. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem okay.
But in this case...
Somebody could look at me or you and say, you know, it just doesn't seem okay.
Somebody could look at you. I don't know about me, certainly you.
There's no... There's no reports of any kind of red flags on this one.
Where's the family? Where's the beef? Okay, speaking of where the beef is or may be, this, according to some of the quote-unquote experts, this continuing to track and search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 is harder than you can ever imagine it could be. When you ask the question, thinking about the fact that the planet is covered by 70% water, it seems that we ought to, with some degree of credibility, give these guys a little more space and a little more time, even though a lot of people say, wow, what's taking them so long? Well, you're an ignoramus if you are thinking that, because this plane, if it is at the bottom of the ocean, I don't think it is, but if it is, you know how big the Indian Ocean is, the South China Sea, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. I mean, you're talking about almost ridiculous odds.
No, I mean, they've closed in on this thing.
That's what they say they have.
So, you really are just in denial about these pings.
I don't know whether I'm in denial or not. I think there are a lot of other things in the ocean. Look at all the trash.
What else could make a ping sound?
A boat. There are these boxes are also on boats.
Okay, so then they found a boat.
Well, they found something.
But why wouldn't you follow a ping? Like one ping. And
you know what
one
I like is the comparisons to how deep the water is. If you turned Washington State's Mount Rainier upside down, it would reach 14,400 feet below the ocean surface, and you still wouldn't be as deep as whatever is down there.
The submarine that they have can go 14,700 feet.
Yeah.
And once they get a little bit better bearing on where this thing is, then they start sending these the sub in, and it paints the ocean floor with kind of like a radar picture.
Mm.
And then they fit it with cameras and send down and actually try and take pictures of the ocean floor. And then they can actually attach arms on it, and it can go down and pick up the black box.
Right, of course you can.
It's not there. It's been abducted by aliens.
Aliens!
Why are you wasting your time?
Right! All right, let's stop wasting our time. Let's not... I'm a turd, is that what you said?
Trip. That too, I'm a trip. Take the high road today.
What do you think Rich called you?
Give me a third.
13.
After the hour. Okay, imagine... Let's imagine just for a moment.
Imagine
you and me together, Roberta, and I had a good night's sleep.
I threw up the last time.
Really? That's very kind.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
First time calling you all these things, now she says that.
The turtles, remember them? Imagine millions of men experiencing a normal life because they have put themselves on the all-natural prostate health formula called PT9. PT9 has a wealth of benefits. Your prostate becomes healthy and stays healthy as long as you feed it. The eight ingredients that are a part of PT9. You will have your bladder emptied well. There's nothing more uncomfortable, not to be too poignant about this, but there's really nothing more uncomfortable for men. Kenny will tell you, Rich will tell you, I'll tell you, anybody listening will tell you, when you can't go, oof, what a hard, it's psychologically damaging as well. So, what are you laughing about? It is. You can't,
okay.
If you can't go, it's psychologically damaging. You don't think that's the case? When's the last time you couldn't go?
I don't know if it would be psychologically damaging. I would think it'd be more physically damaging.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people worry if they can't go. They do. It upsets their routine.
You can't go. I mean, that's a serious medical issue.
That's why we're going to fix it before it becomes that way, and that's why
you're
going to
take PT9. That's what you should be doing, absolutely.
I don't think it'll do you any good, Roberta, but it'll give anybody that you're hanging around with, like Tom, a chance to...
Gets up and goes to the bathroom way too much.
Well, so get him this
wakes
stuff.
Wakes me up at night.
800-811-3790. Then you want to wake up. Join the other women who are calling Roberta to take care of themselves and, oh, by the way, the people they sleep with. 800-811-3790. Find relief or your money back. Get a free bonus gift of Heart Factors Plus when you mention you're listening to Doug Steffen, because they know that we talk about Heart Factors Plus here as well. 800-811-3790. As a matter of fact, if you want to order, you can flip this around. You can order a regular three-bottle set of Heart Factors Plus, and they'll give you a bottle of PT9. To take. So it's
either
or.
You touched on something important, Doug. I think the women should do this, because a lot of times men won't admit that they have an issue.
Correct.
They won't go to the doctor.
Correct.
So the women, you know, if you're married to someone, then you should be the one ordering this.
Hence the reason that married men live longer than single men, because they have somebody to nag them all the way to the doctor.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. 800.
Yep.
Eight. That's why Tom should live forever.
It's like, why do men die before their wives? Because they want to.
I'm Tom Benson, and I'm 130 years old.
800-811-3790 to live forever. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, I mentioned Doug Steffen. When you call, you get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free USS Indianapolis hat and commemorative book. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
All right. Life and Times of Richard Branson.
Uh-oh.
A focus at DougSteffen.com from today's show today. Going back a bit to a story, an inspirational story, actually. Branson's trying to find the youngster who inspired Virgin Galactic. Going back to 1988, this young chap by the name of Shihan Musafer rang a children's program on BBC and asked, Branson was a guest on the show, asked him if he'd ever thought about traveling in space. Branson replied, quote, I'd love to go to space, as I think pretty well everybody watching the show would love to go into space. Turns out that that call 26 years ago served as a catalyst for Branson to register the name Virgin Galactic. And that's the company that's now on course to take a lot of rich people into outer space later this year. Did you know that was coming up as fast as that? Later this year, a lot of private citizens, I think there are 20 of them.
Right to the edge of space. They're going to go right to the top of the surface of the atmosphere and then come back down.
And Branson be with them. That's cool. I'd like to be on that trip myself.
Very cool.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I gotta do this. What am I saying here?
You're taking care of farm stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. 23, actually almost 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
More milk.
I want you, everybody, to stop. If you're driving, you can actually probably do this okay while you're driving. But if you're at home and your attention is sort of half on the radio and half on something else, may I ask you to stop for a few minutes? The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com features Reverend Ray Kelly, who's an Irish priest. He surprised a couple whose wedding he actually was performing by singing a special version of the classic Hallelujah Chorus.
No, not the Hallelujah Chorus.
Well, it's not the Hallelujah Chorus.
The song Hallelujah.
It's the song Hallelujah, which was such a big hit over the last couple of years.
Oh, okay. So this has become an internet sensation. We are on the bandwagon with everybody else. I have not heard this yet. I don't listen to the videos or go there until we play them on the air.
You've got a treat in store for you.
I really want to be...
I watched this, and I was shocked as I watched it.
2 million hits on YouTube since Monday. Here it is.
Now he's standing up at the altar, and the couple's sitting right in front of him, and they have no idea this is coming.
Really? Acoustically, what a great place to sing a song like this.
He changed all the words for them.
Amazing.
Listen to the falsetto he hits here.
point.
See YouTube after YouTube after YouTube post with somebody singing this song.
It's nice that we turn like the Pope to turn around some of the image at the Catholic Church. Very cool. Reverend Ray Kelly on Good Day. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate. Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
I'm having warm nuts. I'm headed to...
I'm not going near that. I'm not even going near that.
Just move along. There's nothing to see here, folks. Move along.
No, I should explain. On the airplane, they serve you warm nuts. And I had...
Only on the really good flights in first class.
Well,
I'm so, just going to... You know what? Just for safety's sake, I'm going to pull Roberta's fader down because I know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
So why don't we just go into story number one here. What's
well,
the important
but I,
news
I, shouldn't
all?
I tell the rest
no,
of the story?
Leave it at you. You got a bag of peanuts on the plane. That's nice.
All right.
Congratulations.
There's a... I was warming some up because I...
Stop it. She's not going to be controllable if you keep going.
Doug Staffan, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler.
Put baby in a corner for 60 seconds.
There's a dispute between a Nevada cattle rancher and the Federal Bureau of Land Management. Talked about this last week. Has reached a boiling point, and participants are pointing their fingers at one another because this could turn violent. The story is of Cleven Bundy, who, since 1993, has been battling the Bureau of Land Management, which controls way too much land in our country, frankly. He's also been confronting the National Park Service, the Center for Biological Diversity, the U.S. federal court system. He has a lot of cattle, and he grazes them on a Gold Butte scrubland parcel, which is in Lake Mead National Recreation Area. He has not paid grazing fees. He said he, quote, fired the Bureau of Land Management as land manager. His Mormon ancestors had tilled the land since 1887, long before the Government Grazing Act allowed the feds to seize control of the land. There's a big question with a lot of farmers now and a lot of ranchers as to how the government has gotten a hold of, not even by eminent domain, they don't even pay, they just took some of the land after the Dust Bowl. So in the 1930s, a lot of land that had been privately owned was just usurped because the government said they wanted to protect the land. There was a lot of land erosion because of the Dust Bowl, the winds, the horrible weather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, they took a lot of land. This guy says, I've raised cattle on this land, which is public land, for the use of the people. I've been using it all my life. Why I raise cattle there and why I raise cattle anywhere is because I have preemptive rights, he asserts. Now, this reminds me of a little local problem that I have here, and it is all about land. I mean, this guy's probably a little bit of a wacko, I'm guessing. I don't know. I've never seen an interview with him. But by the same token, just because he's a wacko doesn't mean that he doesn't have a point. And I will give you an example of how this works. It's kind of minor, but it does affect a lot of people who are like me and like this guy who have been using public lands for a long time. Now, I pay rent on some public lands that I use because I bid and I support the bid by paying because it's cheaper for me to raise hay than it is to buy it. So that's why I use, it's pretty cheap, 25, 30 bucks an acre, 40, maybe 45 for the use of the acre of land for a year. So it's actually quite cost effective. But there's another piece of land that I have that goes from the farm where I live, the what we call the home farm, through the back of the property all used to belong to one person, one entity, back when I was a kid. All this land that I have here and the next door neighbor and out to the street, all was part of one parcel, one farm. So we used to go from this part of the farm where my house is now, out to the road, the back way, through an alleyway, sort of, that was created out onto the street next to a stone wall. But it was an alleyway that actually had been used for hundreds of years by people accessing this land. So the land was that had changed hands three or four times, and the people that bought it decided they wanted to give it to the local conservation district. That's fine. That's swell. But they decided they didn't want me to use it because they didn't like me running my tractors over this access road. So they sent through the conservation district a note to me saying, you can't use this anymore. I said, really? I can't use it anymore because? Well, because we don't want you to. Really? So I pointed out to the woman who directs this particular conservation agency that the courts would side with me because it was a previous use of the land, and that these people really have no standing, even though they bought it after the fact. It is an established pathway that goes back forever, and that has precedent over in this state, and I think with the federal lands as well, has precedent over whatever, you know, people could buy the land, and could they put a road on it, or could they put houses on it, or whatever? Yes, they could, but in the interim, the land is still being used as it always has been, and therefore I have the right to use it. Okay. And I think the same principle applies to this guy.
I'm going to tee you up here a little bit.
Okay,
I'm
going to
play
ahead.
The devil's advocate,
yeah,
okay? Just because it's fun.
Yeah, I know it is. Okay, go ahead.
What gives you the right to use land that you don't own for whatever you deem necessary?
That's not what I'm doing. I'm using the land. And thanks for the tee up. I'm using the land as an access way from a thoroughfare to another area, which according
somebody else owns the land that you're using to access.
Somebody else owns the land now and didn't before. But the previous usage of an access or a right of way takes precedent over land being used for. In other words, it's still in the same use. It's still in agricultural use.
But if I buy it and decide that I don't want it used for that anymore, it's my property. I own it. I can change that.
But you really can't. If it has been used as an access point, that is, the town would say if there was a fire on the property and you didn't want them to use it, they would just tell you to go screw
egress, you mean.
Right.
Okay.
It's an egress, right. So, anyway, but I get where this guy's coming from, and I think there may be some merit, but the government is so heavy-handed. This guy's name is Cliven Bundy.
Here he is right now. He was on Hannity last night.
He'd be all over the place. Yeah, that'd be
and
the place
Hannity
for him.
Asked him about how the desert turtle plays into this.
Well, the desert tortoise is a circuit animal for all of the other excuses for the bureaucracies to control. The desert tortoise does use the same habitat, uses the same type of feed as livestock, so they could be intercounters there. In other words, my cattle ate all the feed, or the tortoise ate all the feed. But that's not the case here on this desert. It's impossible to use up the feed for the desert tortoise.
Yeah, I mean, but that'd be the angle that they take.
You're going to eat all the turtles' food.
Yeah. Well, but in the whole desert. Gets. But these environmentalists, I told you another story a week or so ago about this woman that runs the National Wildlife Refuge in New England, and they took over land that had been used for farming and now won't let farmers use it. So I went to her and I said, how does this work? She said, I don't care about farmers. That's not my job. My job is to protect the birds. So with this myopic, is that the right word? Myopic look at things, they look at it, okay, this is the government's land, and you have no right to it, even though we are responsible because we are the government, aren't we? We the people? So how does this all square? This guy is getting screwed around with, and the government, so, because it has more power, because it has all your money, so they can sue this guy.
Who don't really know. Farmers pretty much use any land they can get. Like, I know you use land that's not yours, that doesn't belong to you.
Right.
That other people give you access to.
That's correct.
So with permission, yeah, you use this other land, and it kind of helps them out because it keeps it from kind of getting growing over and everything.
Yep. Right.
But when farmers use government property,
mm-hmm,
do they still need to get the same permission?
Yes.
Okay.
They do, but he had, remember now, his rights go back to before the government owned it,
right,
like mine go back to before these people owned it as well.
And they can't just go, okay, well, that was before, this is now.
Well, I mean, what is the point of having the right to use it?
I mean, I'm all about supporting the family farm and everything, but I just kind of see a little bit of, well, I just want to use it. Why can't you just let me use it?
Well,
what's the big deal if I use it?
There is, I think there's probably...
You're killing birds and turtles, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's it, see. That's how far it gets carried.
Well,
and one wonders, at what point do we forego land and the value of land for food to save the turtles and the birds?
The PETA reps would say that that you are killing animals for food,
yeah,
at the same time that you are killing animals that inhabit the area where
I'm
you are killing animals
anybody
for food.
Yeah, I'm not killing anybody.
Well, you're keeping them slaves and you're using their bodily resources for the betterment of man.
You know what the best scenario is?
Selfish.
I figured it out this week.
Capitalist.
Here's how this was put. We had, I'm ignoring you. We had I had a chance to address students in a nutrition class at Babson College on Tuesday night. And one of the things that came out of the conversation was how good sustainable agriculture like I'm doing is. I don't have chickens, but I'm thinking of getting them and putting them in the pasture with the cows.
You hate chickens.
I don't like chickens.
You think they're stupid.
More than that, I know they're stupid, but their eggs are very desirable for people who come to my store and want to buy raw milk and cheeses and other things on the farm. So I'm thinking of putting the chickens out in the field. The turkeys do this, and we never get anything with the turkeys. At least if we have chickens, we have a way to get the eggs. They go out, and the cows eat the grass and the hay, and they then defecate. And the chickens follow them around, get whatever is good in the manure from it, and they spread the manure around that way. And so we don't have to go out and spread it around. Plus, the nutrition from eating that stuff creates really good, wholesome eggs. And a lot of people say, you mean the chickens eat stuff that comes out of manure? Hello? What do you think a lot of the feed is that they get fed in these huge, huge, huge industrial factory farms where they grow 35 chickens in a 35,000 chickens in a barn? You know what?
We went to Colonial Williamsburg a month or so ago with my son's fourth grade class, and they were talking about how the Indians farmed one plant on top of the other. And there would sometimes be three plants because one would support the other's growth.
Uh-huh.
In that one plant could fight off weeds, and then another plant, like tomatoes, they would plant tomatoes and a corn stalk, and the tomato would use the corn stalk as the vine to grow up.
Yep.
And then the watermelon on the bottom or pumpkins on the bottom or something like that, it helped fight off the weeds. Or something. It was, and it was just, it was
thinking
brilliant.
Somebody,
it
I'm
was
having
brilliant.
A meeting, I'm having a meeting in 2 hours with somebody who's proposing to do that exact thing on my farm. Use it year-round to grow hydroponically corn, tomatoes, potatoes, all kinds of things. And it's a fascinating way, a move into the future, to have year-round farming in places like this where normally we only get 6 months out of the usage of the farm. So, anyway, farming in your future, or farming in the focus here on Good Day, 14 before the hour.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night 3 or 4 times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers. Whether you're a Fortune 500 company with a weekly budget of hundreds of thousands of dollars, or a well-funded and financed new startup with a budget as low as $8,000 a week, we can help. Give us a call for a free marketing analysis at 800-559-RADIO. Radio is one of the most cost-effective means to reaching your customers. Call 800-559-RADIO. That's 800-559-RADIO. 800-559-7234. Or on the web at radioactivemedia.net.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
I'll drink to that, Richie.
Me too.
Yes.
I'll drink to anything, though.
I understood that, yes. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
I'll drink to that.
Mm-hmm.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Money Pit is the radio home improvement program, or is, should I, is that a misplaced modifier? Is it the home improvement radio
program?
It's a radio program hosted by Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti. Tom, he's okay. Leslie, now, there's somebody who knows what's going on, and she sounds like she knows what's going on.
Absolutely.
Tom actually always sounds like he knows what's going on. So you check out the radio program, heard on a lot of great radio stations all around the country every weekend, sort of sets the tone, if you will, for these sorts of advice shows. I think you should be on every day. I think the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program should be on 2 hours every day at the same time Rush Limbaugh is on, so we can compare you to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, we're both very conservative, except I caulk very little.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I don't think he would know one end of a caulking gun from another. I think that's probably, at least in his current state, after
exactly.
his last contract is up on, I think it's sometime in May of 2017, and after that he will have been paid $400 million in the last contract. Over the course of the years, he's been on almost $1 billion.
Why can't you get that gift, Doug?
I was thinking you and I could do it together, and you and I would split the money. How's that?
All right, that sounds
ready?
Good to me.
Okay. Meanwhile, Tom Kreitler here with some of your letters and questions coming right up, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for rich color and results painting in your home. All you have to do, if you have questions about painting in your home, is to ask Sherwin-Williams.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Launford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry. So it's up to you to feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Launford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Launford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Visit scotts.com/goyard for the chance to win a $25,000 backyard makeover.
It's official. Spring is here. More lovely news?
It's Clinique bonus time at Macy's, and a 7-piece gift full of bright ideas is free with your purchase of $27 or more. Start with Repairwear Laser Focus Serum, now with twice the smoothing power at 2 weeks. Our famous yellow moisturizer is there, along with an eyeshadow quad in your choice of shades, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and mascara duo. This 7-piece gift is free with your Clinique purchase of $27 or more, a $70 value. One to a client, please, while it lasts. Clinique bonus time at Macy's.
Hi, Tom. Here's a letter from Jillian.
Okay.
No relation to the lady who is on The Biggest Loser. Well, I don't know. Maybe she is the same person. My house is covered with moss
because
it gets barely any sunlight. Shade trees all around the house. Many of them are evergreen, so not even is there sun in the wintertime. What can I do to uncover the house? What can I do to dries out? What you want is the sun to dry things out so the house doesn't rot, the wood doesn't rot, right?
Well, the sun is the is sort of the best natural mildewside that you have. Mm-hmm. And so if you can let some sun get into the house, you will find that that moss and the algae and sometimes even mold will die off, dry up, and go away. Now, you don't have to get rid of all the trees, but I think it's a case for thinning out the trees. And especially with evergreens and big evergreens, this is not a do-it-yourself project. Though, as you know, these trees are very big. They're very heavy. And it's a job only for professionals. And frankly, it's dangerous for professionals, too.
You don't get the rope on the tree the right way or get the notch in the tree for the tree to fall the right place.
you got a big hole
in your roof.
I don't know if you saw on our Facebook page, I think it was about a week or so ago, we posted a picture of a landscaping accident where the landscaper actually had plunged a chainsaw into his neck.
Yeah, that was something terrible. We talked about on the air.
Yeah,
in fact.
Yeah, I was so lucky.
He only had some stitches, but he could have cut his head off.
I mean, anybody, this can happen to anybody, even to a pro, so it's not a...
Chainsaws are very, very dangerous, tools. Yep.
So
here's Manny in Michigan writes, while remodeling my bathroom, I found out that I have some plumbing on the outside wall. Good luck to you in Michigan. How come it doesn't freeze?
Is it cold there?
Yeah. Well, how does he do that?
You know, but listen, the good news is you're redoing the bathroom, so now's the time to rerun those pipes. And I'll tell you what I would use. I would use PEX. That's cross-linked polyethylene. That's sort of the new modern plastic piping that's out there. It's so much easier to run PEX piping than copper piping because it's flexible. You can get it into tighter spaces. So I would definitely, while the walls are open, Manny, rerun that plumbing, get it off the exterior wall. Try to get it in a foot or two into the heated living space. And believe me, when it gets cold this winter, you're going to really enjoy not having those pipes frozen.
Winter? Winter?
You remember that winter?
Winter has been outlawed. No more winters. Just spring and summer and fall. After this last winter, who needs it? Tom Kreidler from the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.